Okay, today we're continuing in the third parak of Masechta Sota, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Hey and Vav. So the last Mishnah said that you could, if a woman has a zechus, it will delay her punishments. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ein zechus tol b'mayim amarim. That a zechus does not delay the effect of the mayim amarim. If she's guilty, she dies, and she dies right away. V'mat omer zechus tol b'mayim amarim. And if you say that it does delay, mada atas amayim b'fnei kol anashim ashosos. All the fear that women have of drinking this water is going to be faded from all the women, because they're just going to say, yeah, I've done enough good things in my life, I'm sure, you know. And or she, put it better, is that she's going to say, you know, no one's going to see that I'm guilty, because enough, my zechus is going to be tough, and therefore I don't have to admit that I'm guilty, because when I drink the water, nothing's going to happen. And also, when the tahora woman drinks, everyone's going to say, do I really know that she was tahora? Maybe she just had some sort of zechus. Shom tameo sehinil shtasalen zechus. People assume that she was really tamei, and it's just me. She just must have had a zechus. Rabbi Omer has zechus tala b'mayim amarim. Rabbi says the zechus does delay the punishment of the mayim amarim. Ve'ina yaledas ve'ina mashpachas. She's not going to bear children, but she's also not going to get any better. El misna venis v'alechas. Meaning it's easy to tell the difference between a woman who's innocent and a woman who has zechus tola. A woman who's innocent is going to get better and she's going to be able to have children. A woman who's zechus tola is not going to have any of those things. She's going to degrade and get worse just more gradually. And ultimately, she's going to die from that very death. It's just going to take a little bit longer. Now, Mishnah Vav. So the Mishnah tells us what happens if the Karban Mincha became Tameh. Nitmeis Minchasa Ad Shelo Kid Shabbat. If the carbon mincha became tamei before they put it into a kli shareis, harehi kekala menachos. It's like any other carbon mincha that becomes tamei before being put into a kli shareis, even though this carbon mincha is put into a kli shareis later in the game. V'tipada, so you can redeem it for money. V'imisha kutcha b'kli, if it was already put into a kli shareis, harehi kekala menachos. It's like any other carbon mincha that was already put into a kli shareis and becomes tamei. V'tisarif, and therefore you burn it in the heap of ashes that's in the azara. So the Mishnah goes through other cases where the Karban Mincha V'Sota becomes useless even after you put it into a Kli Sharis, and therefore it has to be burnt. Ve'elu sheminchasei nisrafos. The following sotas are women whose Karbanos Mincha are going to have to be burnt because they're useless. Ha'omeres tamei anilach, if she admits that she had committed the Avera. V'shabo le'edim she'i tamei, or witnesses came and said that she's tamei. V'omeres ein ishosa, or she says, I will not drink the water. V'shabo le'ein rotza lashkosa, or her husband doesn't want her to drink the water. V'shabala bala baderech, or her husband slept with her on the way to the Beis Din in Yerushalayim, where it renders the waters ineffective. So in all those cases, you burn the Karban Mincha. V'kalim nesuos the Kohanim Mincha sein nisrafos. Any Sota who is married to Kohanim, their Karban Mincha is always burnt on the pile of ashes, even if it's not possible, even if there's no psal, because even if the Mincha of the Kohen's wife did not become Tameh, and the Kometz was already brought on the Mizbeach, the rest of the Karban Mincha is still going to be burnt in the Azara, because whenever a Kohen brings a Karban Mincha for himself, all of it gets burnt. You burn the whole thing. A mincha brought by a kohen for his wife, like a mincha sota, belongs to both him and his wife. So it belongs to him because he paid for it. It belongs to her because it's about her. So, you know, right? It's about her indiscretion. So since it belongs to him, really, it should all be burnt on the mizbeach. But since it belongs to her, you need to take a kmitza and not burn the rest of it on the mizbeach. So the halach is that the kometz is burnt on the mizbeach, and the rest of the mincha can't be burnt on the mizbeach, but it also can't be eaten, so we burn it on the pile of ashes that we have out in the Azara. Okay, but so let's chazer again what we did today. So in Mishnah Hey, we had said that Rabbi Shimon says that a zechus does not work to delay the effect of the mehamarim, and if you were to say that it does, no one's going to be afraid of the mesota anymore, and when there's a woman who's actually innocent, everyone's going to think she's guilty, and she just must have had some sort of zechus, whereas Rabbi says no, a zechus does help, and people will be able to tell the difference between the innocent and the guilty. The innocent, nothing will get better and healthier. The guilty will slowly degenerate and ultimately die from exactly what they would have died from had they not had a zechus. It just will take a little bit longer. Then in Mishnah Vav, we said that if a woman's karban mincha became tameh before it was put into a kli sharis, it's like like any other mincha before it was put into a kli sharis, so you could redeem it. After it was put into a kli sharis, it's like any other mincha becomes tamei after it was put into a kli sharis, and you burn it. And there are a number of korbanos of sotos whose korbanos mincha gets burnt. A woman who admits that she had committed the avera, if Eidim verify that she committed the avera, if she refuses to drink, if the husband refuses to cause her to drink, if they slept together on the way to the Beis in Yerushalayim. And then we said that any time you have a sota who's married to a kohen, since you can't burn the whole thing on the Mizbeach because it's partially her carbon, but you also can't eat the shirayim because it's partially his carbon, you burn the komets on the Mizbeach, and the rest of it gets burnt by the Beis Hadeshan. Tomorrow we'll pick up with Mishnayos, Zayin, and Ches.